For most college-bound students who are United States citizens, answering questions about citizenship on your college application is fairly simple. But for students at Hawaii Community College, or HCC, in Hilo, Hawaii, checking that box was a big deal.
They didn't feel comfortable registering for school and having to check the American citizenship box.
Ku'ulei Kanahele is a Hawaiian language instructor at HCC. She also sits on the Pukoa Council, a University of Hawaii system-wide organization promoting access and success for Native Hawaiian students.
Being an American citizen is hard for a lot of Native Hawaiians because of feeling like second-class citizens in our own aina, in our own home. So they came to the council to express that they wanted to designate themselves as citizens of the Hawaiian kingdom.
See, for many Native Hawaiians, American colonization began with the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom in 1893. Since then, the indigenous people of the Hawaiian Islands have struggled with the loss of land, language, and a sense of what it means to be a Native Hawaiian.
For some students, I think it's continuing to allow America to hold that dominance over their identity.
Hilo students made their case, and their cause made its way up the chain of command in the UH system. Partner Akiona, a Hawaiian studies major in his second year at Kapi'olani Community College in Kaimuki, learned about the form at the beginning of his fall semester.
When I saw the form at KCC, I talked to students at UH Manoa, and students at UH Manoa had no idea that this form existed.
According to UH spokesman Dan Meisenzahl, the form was first made available in May of this year to all students in the UH system upon request. So far, 17 students have declared their affiliation to the Hawaiian kingdom. But there is some concern that such an affiliation could be met with political retribution, particularly when it comes to financial aid.
For a lot of our Native Hawaiian students, they need the scholarships to go to school.
Meisenzahl confirmed this form does not equate to any declaration of citizenship, which would relegate students to international student status and have an impact on financial aid. Instead, this is simply a form of expression. Akiona is currently working on his form.
I know that not a lot of people within the UH system are aware of it, much less what kind of weight it holds for students as well as institutions. But overall, as of right now, I believe it's a good thing. It's a step in the right direction.
A step in the right direction of lending further credibility to the restoration of the Hawaiian kingdom, which for some Native Hawaiians was never relinquished. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.